You're listening to SBS News.
Britain is in mourning after its longest-serving monarch died at Balmoral in Scotland. Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor died at the age of 96 after reigning for 70 years.
We have some very important news. Buckingham Palace has just announced that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has died. She was 96 years old. The Queen died just a few moments ago, the announcements at Balmoral. She was the longest reigning monarch in British history and the world's oldest head of state. Her eldest son and heir, Charles, the former Prince of Wales, is now the King.
Queen Elizabeth was the Queen of the UK and 14 Commonwealth realms, including Australia, since her reign began in February 1952. Thousands of Britons gathered in front of Buckingham Palace to pay tribute, and there were similar scenes outside Windsor Castle.
I mean, I think people have complicated thoughts about monarchies and the royal family and empires and things like that. I think that's okay, but she's like a really remarkable figure. You know, she's been leader of this country for so many decades. It's really longer than a lot of people have been alive. So, I mean, she's been sort of a constant in a lot of people's lives in this country and all around the world. So, it's a very sad day.
Obviously, it's a very significant moment. I think it's very important historically and culturally. I think, you know, regardless of what your views on her are, I think that, you know, she presided over a very important time for this country. History will judge her however they do. But she stuck at it for a while, and I think everyone can respect that.
Leaders in the UK have expressed their condolences. Britain's Prime Minister is Liz Truss.
We are all devastated by the news that we have just heard from Balmoral. The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built. Our country has grown and flourished under her reign. Britain is the great country it is today because of her.
Opposition leader Keir Starmer says the Queen united the nation throughout her reign. He says it's a sad day for the UK and the world.
Today we mourn the passing of a remarkable sovereign. It is a deep private loss for the royal family, and our first thoughts are with them at this time. The nation shares in their grief. Queen Elizabeth II created a special personal relationship with us all, a relationship based on service and devotion to her country. Nobody under the age of 70 has known anything other than Queen Elizabeth II on the throne.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also expressed his sympathy and condolences to the royal family. Mr. Trudeau says Queen Elizabeth had an obvious abiding love and affection for Canadians.
As her 12th Canadian Prime Minister, I'm having trouble believing that my last sit-down with her was my last. I will so miss those chats. She was thoughtful, wise, curious, helpful, funny, and so much more. In a complicated world, her steady grace and resolve brought comfort and strength to us all. Canada is in mourning.
The Queen had been suffering from what Buckingham Palace called episodic mobility problems since the end of last year, forcing her to withdraw from nearly all her public engagements. Her last public duty came only on Tuesday when she appointed Liz Truss Prime Minister, the 15th of her reign. Omar Bello, SBS News.